Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Ron and Anian.
You have to destroy tire pressure sensors when you're done with them. Drill a hole, crush them in a vise, beat on them. You know, whatever you got to do, it's you can't leave it active because it does have the potential to create a problem.
Don't stop till you get enough.
The Car Doctor.
My Audi 2015 has a turbo in it, and I've got this little nanny cam in it where it says, avoid warming up engine while stationary. Go ahead and drive it immediately.
I like warming things up. I just do. You know, the environmentalists all think I'm crazy.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
I want to talk about sequential failure, or maybe progressive failure. I want to talk about when you leave that check engine light on and you just, it's okay, the truck still runs, the car still runs, there's nothing really wrong with it. I want to talk about the long-term consequences. You're really kind of digging a hole, and you're creating a problem that you may not be able to climb out of. You're going down the rabbit hole, and you've got to be ready for the ride. 2014 Jeep Wrangler's in the shop right now. The owner kind of let it go. He, you know, was probably been on a year. I think it's been about 15 months. It's been on a while. And ran good. He knew what the fault codes were. One was related to thermostat rationality. I think every Jeep is, I think that's designed into it at the factory, the P0128, where they have a thermostat fault or a failure. And, you know, and actually it's actually a reasonable code. I have seen that rationality fault set when a thermostat is as little as 4 degrees off its base mark. And I think that's important. It shows you how precise and how critical and how surgical the approach to fuel system management is today, because based on engine temperature will dictate and predicate, you know, how they're going to run enrichment through the injectors and such. So I think it's actually a great fault code, and usually it leads to a thermostat. It did in this case. It required a thermostat, but it was the other faults. It had a fault code for the oil pressure sender circuit. It had set a fault for that. It set a fault for an O2 sensor issue, I believe, on the right side. And it was setting a random P0300 misfire issue. And all of this started, you know, it started 15 months ago with the oil pressure sender circuit fault. That's what turned on the check engine light initially, and it was a question of time and money and when will they get to it and when will they leave it. And, you know, and now it grew into 3 or 4 other conditions, and we don't know how many more are coming. Because the problem is, when you drive a vehicle with a check engine light on, other things go bad, just like this, right? It developed more problems over time. And it didn't happen right away. You know, it was based on mileage and age. They kept driving it more mileage. And you've got to understand, too, that in some situations, some fault codes put more of a strain on the engine, the drivetrain, the operating strategy. And, you know, it wears them out. It's like carrying a knapsack filled with rocks when you don't have to. You can do it. You're big and strong, but it does wear you out faster than it needs to. And it's an unnecessary exertion of energy. Cars are the same way. So we did a thermostat. We did the oil filter switch. We actually did an oil filter housing. The oil filter housing on Jeeps, the V6s, where the oil filter sits under the intake plenum, always leaks. That plastic housing is just, it's an atrocity. And, you know, of course, we replaced it. There's a nice aluminum housing set up from the folks over at Dorman, DormanProducts.com, that allows replacement of the housing with something made out of metal. It's an aluminum housing. It's a much better grade of quality than plastic. We think the plastic ones just continue to leak. We changed that. We put switches in it, obviously. And we changed the housing, I should point this out, primarily because, you know, it was also starting to leak, which they do. All right. So it had two steps, two problems there. So two steps we were, you know, fixed. So we got that off the shelf. With regards to the misfire fault, it's hard to diagnose something if it's not coming up to temperature and it's not going into closed loop correctly. So we did some basic mechanical things as far as relative compression. It passed a relative crank and compression test. And while we had the intake plenum off, because you have to take, you know, when I say we did an oil filter housing on a Jeep, I think this was the 3.6, you know, this isn't four bolts and it drops on. This is, you know, half a day spent on your knees leaning over an engine, you know, trying to remove the upper and lower intake plenum down to get down into the belly of the beast, so to speak. And while it was apart, we pulled plugs. Here's a vehicle with about 65,000 miles on it, and the plugs were smoked. And, you know, you say to yourself, why is that? Well, you know, here in New Jersey, we have this thing called traffic, which is, you know, usually created by the idiots on the road that don't know how to drive, and that's what they are, and I'll say it just like that. And Tom's nodding his head in an appreciative manner because Tom sees quite a bit of this in his road trips. You know, so it's, yeah, everybody, you ever notice how everybody else is always the one that drives bad? I never drive bad. Tom never drives bad. But regardless, anyway, you know, traffic does that, and the operating environment, again, operating environment. Did plugs, did coils, put it all back together. Ran great. Runs great. The faults that were there are gone. We never addressed the O2 fault because we didn't get a clear bead or a clear read on it, and it wasn't related to anything we were doing in terms of proximity of repair. I always like that phrase, proximity of repair. You've got it apart. Do plugs and coils. It's 10 years old. You've got it apart. Do an oil filter housing. It was seeping anyway. You've got it apart. Obviously, you're going to do the oil pressure switch and sending units. You know, you're going to do a thermostat. You're going to replace coolant, which we did. We did all those things. Now we've got a P2099, which is related to an imbalance in air-fuel mixture in the way it reads. Now we're still in the midst of our diagnosis. We see nothing that could possibly have been left off. We see a problem in that it won't run its O2 sensor monitor. So it may come back to O2s, but it's reporting the issue on the left side of the engine. And we have to do a deeper dive and understand why that is, and that's what we're going to do next week. And my point becomes that, yeah, there's trips down the rabbit hole that can be avoided. There are ways to avoid the bigger expense and the bigger repair by getting things done as they fail. It makes it easier for the technician. It makes it easier for your pocketbook. You may not like it. It may be an expensive year, but hey, what do I always tell you, right? Cars are... It's $150 to $175 a month. I was reading a report from AAA the other day, and the overhead cost and the operating cost of a vehicle has increased dramatically, about 30% in the last 3 years. And, you know, like everything else has gone up. Heck, I went to Home Depot this morning and bought a $90 garbage can. When did garbage become worth a $90 garbage can? As goes everything else, so everything else goes up. So just take from this opening conversation here, just understand that if you are driving around with your check engine light on, you know, You know, you may be saying, well, I don't have to worry about this till I go through state inspection. That's not the idea. All right. It's going to be more costly. And don't think you're going to drop it off the last Friday of the month that your vehicle is due for inspection. And it's going to get resolved that day. All right. You can make the appointment, but it can take some time. It can take, like now, we're going to start driving this Jeep and watch and diagnose the 2099 and see how does the fault occur, when does it occur, under what conditions. We're going to be looking at mode 6. We've got to go do a deep dive to understand all this, and it's going to take time. So it may not be something as quick as you think that it's going to rail its way through and get solved 1, 2, 3. So just saying, we're starting a new year soon, and let's get into some better habits if you're not already, of doing better maintenance and taking better care of the vehicle. So 855-560-9900. Let me pull over, take this pause. When we come back, we'll get going. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's more fun than listening to Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and getting that car fixed right? 855-560-9900. Give Ron a call. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. By the way, we are live and in living color, as Tom Ray would say, this weekend here, New Year's weekend, at 855-560-9900. I'll do it again, 855-560-9900. So give us a call if you've got a car question or problem. Let's see, where are we? Let's do this. Good morning, Ron. Piece of email. I listen to your show mostly on podcasts. We live in Maine. WVOM 103.9 carries your show, and they have for a long time. We appreciate that. We recently had some major windstorms here, and I work for the utility, so I was away from home. Maine just went through some really crazy weather, right? I think Maine was in the news for this because it affected their decision about mandating EVs at some level. And that whole thing is sliding down the pole again. So we recently had some major storms. My college-age daughter drives a 2017 Ford Escape with a 2-liter. She calls to check engine light came on. The car was running rear left. She immediately pulled over, shut the engine off, and then called me. We had it towed to a small independent garage about 2 miles from us, as our shop couldn't accept the car. So the new shop was great. He took the time to explain what he found and why he couldn't make the repairs. Very helpful, since I was not home and not readily accessible to do the work. He diagnosed a misfire on cylinder 3. He swapped coils, no fix, did a compression test on 3, found 150 PSI, so he suspects faulty injector, which he doesn't have the tooling for yet. There's some special tooling for the seals. Everything's special tooling today. You know, as a matter of fact, if you come into the shop anytime soon, you're going to see there is a valve spring compressor tool for a 4.6 modular motor for a Ford from the early, late 90s. I forget when. It was a $186 tool that I think we used once. And I just decided to put it on the counter the other week. I came across it in a toolbox, and I said, you know what, let's leave it out here. Show people the real expensive auto repair, how you buy these special tools that you absolutely positively have to have in some cases. You use them once and then you throw them away, or they become paperweights. So in this case, it's going to become a presentation on the counter. Going back to Tom's email. So I called our regular garage. He doesn't have the tooling either. So called the local Ford dealer and spoke to a service writer and ran through what the other shop had diagnosed. Not holding the dealer to diagnose, I get it. But he said, depending on the engine, he has seen that it might not be the injector, but coolant intrusion. I'm trying to get educated and not walk in blind. Would not the compression test give a direction that way or no? Can't get into an appointment at the dealer until the 25th of January. So trying to educate myself. Thanks for information. I apologize. My schedule doesn't allow me to call in, which is why I'm doing it here. The car has 118,000 miles on it. We purchased it with 80. Regular service every 3,000 to 5,000 mile oil changes. Tom up in Maine. You know, Tom, yeah, the 2 liters, that generation had a problem with porosity of the cylinder head and head gasket failure, and they also had deck problems. And it was predominant. It was more on the 1.5 liters that they had the issue, but it extended into the 2 liters as well. As a matter of fact, we actually had a few customers that drive these. I think two of them actually got replacement vehicles from Ford. Ford was actually very good about it. You know, I think this was a while ago. I think Ford's changed a little bit in their approach to it. I don't think they're doing it now. But it would not be impossible for this to be a coolant issue and an intermittent one. Would the compression test find it? Honestly, I think compression tests, yeah, for a hardcore mechanical failure, they're okay. But I also take in, we don't do a lot of mechanical compression tests anymore simply because so many engines today run variable valve timing. And, you know, or different designs of camshaft, intake, exhaust valve, overlap duration, you know, timing marks, etc. They're not valid. We'll do a relative compression test either by scope or through one of the other specialty tools we have in the shop that allows us to just do a crank and compression test right through a scan tool. Or, you know, we will do maybe a running compression test. My favorite of all time is still a cylinder leak down test. Nothing will find a leak faster than 150 PSI in a cylinder from an air compressor and watch the relative loss. So, you know, it's possible. Yeah, it's possible, especially as an intermittent. I'm not saying it's impossible. I don't think, and I'm going to think about this for a second. I've never seen an injector failure on an Escape. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. You know, there, and I see quite a few of them, you know, and I personally know a few of them. I personally know one really well with high mileage on it. It's got all the original injectors. Having said that, that's probably the condemnation. But, my engineer, Tom, has got probably 400,000 miles on it by now. God only knows. But you know, that's no reason. That's not how we diagnose, right? That's, you know, because this one didn't do it, this one does. So it's possible. You know, my question is the misfire there now? Is it still doing it? You know, can it be proved? Can, you know, we do any sort of testing on it? Can we move the injector from one cylinder to the next? And I realize that's a lot of work because of its location. It's not easily accessible. But I think we have to do more than a mechanical compression test. I think we have to do a cylinder leak down test and start to look at that, because it's either spark fuel or something mechanical, and it would not be impossible for this to be a coolant problem where the cylinder head has to come off. Now, I will say this. This could be more than a head gasket. This could be more than a head. I have seen a few of them actually become engines because the block itself has a problem. there are more than a few bulletins out there that you can go talk to the local Ford dealer about. And I don't think warranty is going to apply in your case because I think you're out by mileage. But, yeah, that's the gist of it, you know. And unfortunately, this is the weak knee in the later escapes. It started around 17. It ran 17, 18, and the early part of the 19 model year from what I experienced, from what I saw. And then the problem got solved and went away. And I was told on multiple occasions that it was a vendor issue. It was how the engine was assembled, how the engine was machined, and they blamed it strictly on that. So, you know, see what that does for you, Tom. All right. You know, it's funny, right? You know, Maine, and looking at your email, thinking about Maine and the windstorms, Maine, voted not to vote on the EV mandate. Did anybody hear in the news this week, it made me think of this, did anybody hear in the news this week that Germany has repealed their subsidies of EVs? I was reading this, just go Google search Germany EV subsidies, and the German government is pulling back or redefining their support for an EV mandate there because they're finding it to be too expensive and not working from a practical point of view. Kind of interesting, right? You know, again, I highlight Mark Mills. Mark Mills said this was going to happen, and he just continues to be right one step after the next. I've got to get a hold of Mark, as a matter of fact. He owes us a show. We got to get a show out of him. He wants to come on and talk about EV batteries in depth, so I imagine that'll be very insightful and interesting, so we should do that. I'll make a note. Maybe in the next 2 weeks we'll get him up here on air, and we can kind of talk about that. So, again, 855-560-9900 is the phone number. I'll do it again. 855-560-9900 is the phone number. Keep in mind that that number is on after we're off air. We're here Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. But you can call the 855-560-9900 phone number and leave a message. Tom Ray will call you back. And I've been trying to get everybody also, real quick before we go to the pause, if you can, you're sending me an email, ron@cardoctorshow.com for help. Listen, put your phone number in there. And you never know when I'm going to call you up, and I want you to tape that conversation so it's out on air, because I want everybody to hear our conversation as we talk about it, because I want everybody to get the education about what's wrong with their car and how to properly fix it and diagnose it. So I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Ronnie and the Car Doctor here. Let's cruise on over to Mike in Wisconsin and see what's going on here. Mike, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
I'm calling in regarding a purchasing question.
Okay.
I own a 2007 Cadillac Denali, or Escalade, excuse me.
Right.
I have a GMC Denali as well, but a Cadillac Escalade, and I really love the vehicle. And excuse me, it has a 140,000 miles on it, but evidently the people that owned it before didn't have it in a garage, and it's got some rust that's showing up around the bottom of the door panels and around the fenders, around the gas tank, you know, all the typical places that it starts, that rust goes through. And I really love the vehicle, and I all of a sudden had an opportunity now to pick up a 2012.
Okay.
That has been owned by a car dealer, and he took care of it, and he's had everything done, the brakes and the tires. It's got nice wheels on it. It's had new lines put in it, transmission lines. All the oil's been drained. The transmission's been drained and exchanged, the rear end differentials, all of the stuff that, you know, has been done on it. But it's got 212,000 miles on it. And I'm wondering, should I grab that 2012? And get rid of my 2007?
Well, you know,
or
rust.
Is it better to keep?
You know, they say rust never sleeps, right? So
you're right.
You know, at what level and to what point does that rust just chew up the vehicle? And, you know, when does that come? Does that come next year, the year after? It doesn't matter. You know, it's coming. So let's.
Yeah, I can.
Let's take it out one step further, right? Let's say you buy the 2012. What do they want for the 2012?
About 98.
So 10 grand, right?
Yep. And I bought the 07 a year and a half ago for 10 grand. So it's going to be basically a swap. I could probably get, you know, if anybody's going to give me 10 grand for a vehicle, it's only got 140,000 miles on it.
Right. Well, let's say you get 5 grand for it.
Okay.
Right. Anything that runs is worth 5 grand. Somebody will get 2 years out of it. You're just trying to leapfrog your way into something better. So let's look at it like this. Let's say you get 5 grand for it. It cost you 5 grand to drive that 2007 for 2 years. Right. Not the worst.
Yep.
Little expensive, but not the worst. Right. Now you're in another vehicle. Maybe you get 7,500 for it. But start playing with those numbers. See what number you got to get to make yourself feel comfortable. Listen, to drive anything Cadillac, all right, is easily $500 a month.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're worried about what it costs to drive it, then there ain't no sense in owning it.
Right. So, but the point I'm trying to make is this. So let's say you get five for it, and, you know, it costs you 5 grand for 2 years. That's 2,500 a year. That's cheap, right? That didn't cost you
yeah.
a lot. So now you're in this 2012. You're in this 2012. Let's say it's 10 grand. Let's round it off. 10 grand. Okay?
Okay.
And let's say 6 months from now, the engine pops. All right? Let's just play what if. All right? And you put an engine in it. And the engine's, I don't know, $7,500.
Okay.
And let's say 6 months after that, the trans fails. Or maybe while you're doing the engine, you'll do the trans. And the trans is 5 grand. So now you're into a 12.5. Now you're into this truck for about 23,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And from what you're saying, it's got good bones, right? The frame is good. The lines are good. Everything's been done to this.
Yeah, it's been undercoated. There's
yeah.
no rust whatsoever on it.
Right? You're driving a $105,000 vehicle for $25,000 in essence, right? A new Escalade
yeah.
is how much?
Oh, over 120, I think.
Right. Doesn't look so shabby, does it?
No, I don't.
So, you know, the real question is just thinking what if, and kind of moving this needle out a little bit, is, you know, who would you have do an engine? Who would you have do a trans? You know, and I'm sure it exists, but just start thinking in terms of that, because, you know, it's not the little things that are going to set you back. It's not the power window that's going to break, that's going to, you know, it's going to be annoying and, you know, it's going to be a couple $100, but it's not the backbreaker. The backbreaker is, you know, the backbreaker is when the engine takes a dive, when the trans takes a dump, you know, where do you go? But if you're prepared for it, listen, you know, it may not break. It's.
Yeah, I know a lot of these get over 300,000 miles. You know?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, I often wonder, my 04 Suburban, which is actually the prettiest Suburban on the planet left, I think it's got, it just turned 90,000 miles on it. You look at it, I run it through the car wash, you think it's brand new. You know, I often say to myself, what's that worth? And who would want it? It's 20 years old. But, you know, it's been maintained. It's had everything done to it. It's already had a trans. It's, you know, brake lines are, everything is right where it's supposed to be. You know, as long as you're willing to put up with it, with a bit of maintenance and maybe a surprise here and there, you can close the consciousness gap, as I sometimes call it, of driving an older vehicle that's costing you $100,000 less and justify it in your mind, right?
Sure.
You know, people say to me all the time, hey, I don't want to spend any money on this car. I'm going to go buy a new one. And I look at my, and I think to myself, they don't want to spend any money, but they're going to go buy a new one. Do they have any idea what they're doing?
I know. Doesn't make any sense. And I'll never buy a new vehicle because, you know, you're going to lose 30% of it as soon as you drive it off
sure.
the lot.
Well, and then the other thing is, you know, I want to buy a new vehicle. I want reliability. I understand that comment a little bit better, but I also point out, you know, I also point out that you can drive that thing out of the showroom and get a flat the next day because there's a nail in the road. So
exactly.
Reliability, I think, but yeah, I get it. Listen, as long as you're willing to put up with it and you seem to like, and listen, the most important, you seem to like older Cadillacs, right?
Oh, I love it. I love the vehicle.
If it was a hot rod, if this was 40 years ago, Mike, you'd restore it and drive it, right? It's your hot rod. This is your thing. This is what you like. Drive it, enjoy it, and you know. And like I said, you may
You know, and even before I ran into this 12, I was looking at it. I'm thinking, you know, this thing's starting to rust out, and I really love it. I was thinking about, you know, spending $4,000 and having all that rust removed and having it redone and touched up and stuff like that. But then again, now that you mentioned the fact, say, okay, what if I only get $5,000 out of it, you know, just when I go to this 2012? And I was just thinking, you know, if that's a reality, which it possibly is, I might only get $5,000 or $6,000 out of it, but it's got $140,000 on it. I could just pull it into the barn and leave it there. And if my new one pukes, I just have all the stuff right there to ready to do it.
Oh yeah, you've got, and there's nothing like having a spare. The other thing to be aware of is either the 12 or the 7, all right, have less electronics on them, and sometimes that's a good thing. All right.
Yeah, and I'm an electronics engineer from way back when, and I worked on CAT scanners when they first came out. And, you know, the electronic circuitry that monitors how everything operates is 99 times out of 100 what goes wrong with them to begin with. There's really nothing wrong except for the stuff that monitors it.
Right. And in this case, it stood the test of time, right? You know, I generally see when electronics get past that magic 7-8 year mark, it's a good chipset. Uh-huh. It usually lasts a good long time. It's, you know.
And with a vehicle, too, the first few years that they come out with a change in it, that's when they have the most problems. So a 12 versus a 7, a lot of the bugs have been worked out.
Correct. Yep. Correct.
So it should be a better vehicle all around.
Well, you know, like I always say, if you want to convince yourself about whether or not you should fix your car or buy a new one, is go price a new one. It'll convince you.
Exactly.
One way or the other.
Well, that helped me out a lot. I think in a worst case scenario, I'm not going to be out any money. I'll just pull it in the barn, and if that new one pukes, I got an engine and a tranny waiting in there that's good. It's only got 140,000 miles on it.
Yeah, it may or may not be the same, but you can check that. But regardless,
I already have.
And it's the same.
Yeah, they can switch them right out because the guy that I'm buying it from actually is my mechanic. And when I saw it sitting on his lot, I go, dude, why are you getting rid of your Cadillac? Of course, he's another one. He says, I'm getting old. I got 15 projects to do and 15 cars. He said, I can't keep them all. I got to get rid of some.
Well, I understand that, too. I get that 100%. Mike, I enjoyed the conversation, sir. You have a good, safe new year and a good rest of the weekend. And we'll talk to you next year.
God bless you, man, in 24.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900. We went down the rabbit hole this week, and we weren't supposed to take the trip on a 2018 Subaru Crosstrek. And the son of a customer, he was home from med school this week, and it needed an oil change, a basic service, and a look over. And when Pat came in, we were talking at the counter. He said, you know, it's making this noise that, and he wasn't quite sure how to describe it. And I said, no, I understand. I said, let me take it for a ride. When I took it for a ride, it had a failed rear wheel bearing, one of the real, which they typically do. Subarus seem to chew up wheel bearings. It's a chronic failure, and it seems to be the rears more than the fronts. And I said to Pat, I said, you know, listen, I said, the one wheel bearing is bad. I said, it's home. It's a part. We're in the neighborhood of the proximity. Let's do them both. Let's get this over with because we've got to send this young man back to school, and we don't want him to have any problems and continue on his course of studies. And Pat agreed. I've got to tell you, you know, there's good steel and bad steel, and there's good Japanese steel and bad Japanese steel, I think of it as. And maybe that's archaic, but it's what I've noticed in the past 15 or so years. I go back to the times of how come certain Toyotas, like the Tacomas, would rust out the frames as bad as they did. And other vehicles, I think the 4Runners went through it too, the 05s through the 12s, something like that. But every once in a while, you get a car that just doesn't want to come apart. I went to take out the right rear wheel bearing. And yeah, I know there's a special tool out there that, I've seen that not work too. And we've got our own methods. We try heat. We do a little air chisel. We do some push bolts from the back. And nothing got this wheel bearing to move. It just didn't want to go no matter what you did. It was just stuck. We even welded. I welded a nut to the hub itself and tried popping the bolt off that, using the bolt through the axle stud hole and tried pulling it that way. And it just didn't want to move. And it just came down to letting it soak, having some patience. I got it to move a little bit. I heated it a little bit. I used some PB Blaster on it, of course, and the PB worked its magic. I went through the thermal shock that you've heard me talk about, where I do the thermal shock treatment, hit it with a little water, get it to, react to water, get it a little warm, hit it with water, shoot some PB in there, and all of that and an air chisel finally got it apart. The kicker was that then, and only then, I then saw the boot that was failing on the right rear axle. The outer boot was starting to fall apart on an 18. Somebody once said they're not making them like they used to, and I think that's true. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes you go down the rabbit hole. The customer, fortunately, was very understanding, and he's sending the young man home with a different vehicle, and we'll get it fixed up next week. But my point becomes, you never know where the rabbit hole is going to take you. You never know where the trip's going to be. And you're better off taking the ride. And this is most important, because before you send a car back out on the road where it's very unforgiving, at least you've got a good, safe vehicle underfoot and that you're safe on the road and you're going to get to your destination in one piece. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Name the Car Doctor here at 855-560-9900, but we're done talking cars, I think, this year. You know, we've said all that we could possibly say. And quite frankly, Tom and I were talking during the week, and we thought we wanted to, you know, we wanted to talk to you guys. We just wanted to say how grateful we are to have had you here this year, and to have been part of the family with you, and to talk to you about your problems and your car issues. And, you know, we consider ourselves really lucky, really fortunate that in this day and age, you know, independent broadcasters get to do this at the level that we're playing here. We're playing the game at a very high level, and we're proud of that fact, but we're also grateful for that fact. And, you know, I have my thoughts. I think Tom has some that he wants to share as well. You know, he sits there quietly, the man in the corner, so to speak. And, you know, I got to tell you, folks, I've got the best radio engineer in the world, and he's very humble about it. He's a pain in the neck about it sometimes, but, you know, he keeps me alive and keeps me on air. Mr. Ray?
Yes?
You know, you've been the best, right? Yeah, you are. You know what? We kid each other, and we get on each other's case a little bit, but, you know, we put out a quality show, and we enjoy talking to everybody, and, you know, I know you got some thoughts on it. You know, it's the purpose of radio, right? Isn't that what we're doing here?
Purpose of radio is to entertain and to be somebody's friend. And, you know, years ago, I was always taught in, with broadcast, that the person listening, you don't know what they've got going on in their life. So you don't bring your personal, you know, feelings or anything into it. And you entertain them, and you try to put a smile on their face, and you try to make their day. And I think that's what we do, and I think we do it well.
Yeah, I do too. I think, you know, I heard it. I heard the same thing in a different connotation. I heard it along the lines of, you know, that you do it as people don't want to hear blue cloud coming out of their radio. They, you know, listen, if they want to be depressed, they'll go watch the news. You know, it's quite frankly, you know, they're looking for entertainment. They're looking for solutions. They're looking for, you know, that fireside chat. And while we're not as anything in that league, but we try to be, we just want to let you know that we've appreciated being here, and we plan to continue to do so for as long as they let us. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, ably assisted by the executive Tom Ray, reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.